goggles, the ones that you're wearing today, are the high-range daytime goggles. So what they do is they actually simulate the perception of being drunk during the daytime. So the goggles, you place them on, and then they will actually trick your eyes into believing that you are actually drunk.
Alrighty, now let's head to the... Whoa, maybe I've fallen over before I actually got in it.
You do. So,
and what did I just fall in?
Just the gutter.
Oh dear.
So just as you can see, just even getting into the vehicle is a bit of a treat.
This is catastrophically difficult. This is the most difficult thing I've ever done in my entire life.
So what we do is we have the young people use the mobility scooters. They do the course without the goggles on and see how they go. Then the idea is that they put the goggles on to check out, as you say, their depth perception, their ability to turn the key, ability to touch things, feel things, and control a vehicle, and actually have a sense of length and depth and parking and stuff. So it's all about giving them an idea about how much the alcohol will actually impact on their ability to do what they need to do when they're driving a vehicle. What we sometimes do is actually give the young people a handful of keys, and they actually need to negotiate and find which key is the correct key for the vehicle, and then put it in the right hole and turn it to the right point. So, but we won't make you do that today.
Oh, thank you, because I'm not even sure I know where the hole is.
So I'll turn him on for you.
Thank you.
There you go.
What am I doing? Now, we have a series of cones set out here in a sort of a wiggly shape. Now, these cones are people, so it's very important that I don't run over them.
I prefer that you didn't run over the people, yes.
I think the people would prefer that too.
They would indeed, yes. So what we'll do is get you to go in between the cones. You're going to do a little swervy swerve and then come down to the bottom. You're going to chuck a right-hand turn, and then you're going to reverse park into our little car park that we've got at the bottom for you.
I can't do a reverse park when I'm sober.
Well, this is the time to try.
Everyone, this
is an opportunity for everyone.
Okay, here we go.
Are you happy at your speed?
I'd be happier if I wasn't actually moving at all.
Okay, so just mind your people. Yep, you're going very, very well. Oh, you just missed that one.
Ooh.
The response is always from the young people that they're shocked, that they thought they were a little bit more skillful than what they may be with the goggles on. So we do need to make sure that it doesn't turn into a joke, that it's not just a funny thing, that these young people are learning that the cars they drive can be very dangerous, and that they do need to make sure if they're going to drink, they need to do it sensibly. Yeah, you're just dying for that cone. You got the cone. That's one person down.
So I have actually managed to flatten somebody.
You have. You have skittled a person. A little green cone is who you've skittled. Yep. So we'll get you to go forward. We'll pull him out from underneath your tyre, and we'll have another go.
Whoa. I just went backwards instead of forwards too.
So you got him twice. That's very nice. Okay. So, yep. So keep on coming back. It takes the young people a couple of times to get this. So
now if I go straight backwards,
you should be okay. Maybe. The car is the most deadliest of all weapons that our young people can actually be in control of. So what we want to do is teach these young people how they can respect their vehicle and respect themselves and their friends and be safer people on the roads.